रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि आदि लीला चैप्टर 12 एंड वर्स 67 टू 70 टेक्स्ट 67 ट्रांसलेशन आफ्टर द डिसअपीयरेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु सम ऑफ द ब्रांचेस फॉर अनफॉर्चुनेट रीजंस डिविएटेड from his path. Text 68. Some branches did not accept the original trunk that vitalized and maintained the entire tree. When they thus became ungrateful, the original trunk was angry at them. Verse 69. Kruddho haya skandhat तारे जल न संचारे जलाभावे कृतुशाखा सुकाया हमरे. Thus Lord Chaitanya did not sprinkle upon them the water of his mercy, and they gradually withered and died. Now verse 70. Translation. A person without Krishna consciousness is no better than dry wood or a dead body. He is understood to be dead while living, and after death he is punishable by Yamraj. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 3rd chapter, 29th verse, Yamraj, the superintendent of death, tells his assistants what class of man they should bring before him. There he states, a person whose tongue never describes the qualities and holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose heart never throbs as he remembers Krishna and his lotus feet, and whose head never bows in obeisances to the Supreme Lord, must be brought before me for punishment. In other words, non-devotees are brought before Yamraj for punishment, and thus material nature awards them various types of bodies. After death, which is dehantar, a change of body, non-devotees are brought before Yamraj for justice. By the judgment of Yamraj, material nature gives them bodies suitable for the resultant actions of their past activities. This is the process of dehantar, or the transmigration of the self from one body to another. Krishna conscious devotees, however, are not subject to be judged by Yamraj. Should I read this again? Krishna conscious devotees are not subject to be judged by Yamraj. For devotees, there is an open road as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. After giving up the body, tyaktva deham, a devotee never again has to accept another material body. For in a spiritual body, he goes back home, back to Godhead. The punishments of Yamraj are meant for persons who are not Krishna conscious. So the statement before that, this is just the counter statement. I read again. The punishments of Yamraj are meant for persons who are not Krishna conscious. Om gyam timrandhash gyananjan shalakya chakshunmilitamena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manohistham sthapitam ena bhutale swayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam वंदेहम श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत्पदकमलम श्रीगुरून वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगुणातान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुति देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछा कल्पतरु भयस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मूकं करोति वाचालं पुंगं लंघयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमह मन्ये श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणे परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। आजानुलंबित भुजौ कनकावधातु संकीर्तनक पितरो कमलायताक्षो विश्वंभरो द्विजवरो युगधर्म पालो वंदे जगत प्रिय करो करुणावतारो। श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद जी की जय। श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय। श्री गौनिताय की जय। कस्तूरी तिलकम ललाट पटले वक्षस्थले कौत्सुभम नासाग्रे वरमुक्तकम कर्त्रे वेणुः करिकंकणम सर्वांगे हरिचंदनम सुललितम कंठे च मुक्तावली गोपस्त्री परिवेष्टितो विजयते गोपाल चूड़ामणि। सो वी फील वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू बी हियर इन दिस होली अबोट ऑफ श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान इन द असेंबली ऑफ सो मेनी सिंसियर लर्निड वैष्णवास। टुडे इज अपीयरेंस डे, होली अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ टू great personalities, three great personalities and one disappearance day of a great personality. So today is the disappearance day of Madhu Pandit Prabhu and appearance day of Janva Mata, the consort of Lord Nityanand Prabhu, and appearance day also of Sita Mata, the consort of Lord Ram. So Nandan Prabhu asked me to say a few things about these three great personalities, and we'll attempt to do so with the blessings of Vaishnavas. First, Madhu Pandit Goswami. He was an ardent follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's also known as the founder of Sri Radha Gopinath Temple in Vrindavan. So, great personality, a pure devotee. Mata Janava and then Sita Mata, these two divine personalities, they are none other than the divine potencies of the Lord. So in each, we hear some glories of Janava Mata, then Sita Mata. Mata Janava has been described in a famous bhajan by Krishnadas Kaviraj. Jai Radhe Jai Krishna Jai Vrindavan Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madan Mohan. And then his praise in that same bhajan, Sri Janva Pad Padma Kuriya Smaran Deen Krishna Das Kohe Nama Sankirtan. Sumata Janva, the consort of Lord Nityanand Prabhu. After the disappearance of Sri Nityanand Prabhu, she became the only shelter of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Many Vaishnavas, stalwart Vaishnavas, took shelter of her, such as Narottam Das Thakur, and of course Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and many Vaishnavas. And she would come and grace the Khetri festival, which Narottam Das Thakur organized every year. So Mata Janava came in the life of Sri Nityanand Prabhu towards his Antyalila. And therefore this is described in Antyalila. So Sri Nityanand Prabhu, having performed his pastime with the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, once he went to see the Lord in Jagannath Puri. This time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him in secluded place and he spoke very confidentially. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to address Nityanand Prabhu very respectfully. He would say, "O Gosai, I have something to say to you." Nityanand Prabhu in his humility, he said, "My Lord, I am simply your servant. You order me, I'll do it." But this time the order Mahaprabhu gave was very, very difficult. So Mahaprabhu said that, "I want that you should go to Bengal and get married. And never come here. Don't come here to Jagannath Puri to see me." Nityanand Prabhu felt as if the thunderbolt smashed him, almost unconscious. How can that be? But he is Adi Guru, and he shows how to accept the Lord's order. So he accepted the Lord's order on his head. But before that he said, "I don't understand you. You send a message to the gopis to teach about Jnana Yoga, knowing well that they are your most confidential devotees. Then you go and see Kubja in her house. You take sannyas and you tell me, go and get married." It's unbelievable. Why you keep doing this? She was kind of complaining. And he said, "I don't understand your activities. However, I'm simply your instrument. So if you say so, I will do that." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Nityananda Prabhu. Both cried. And after that, Sri Nityananda Prabhu left Jagannath Puri, never to return. So keeping that order in mind, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he did not go to Ikchakra. He went to Ambika Kalana. There he went to a house of Suryadas Pandit. So when Suryadas Pandit saw him, immediately he welcomed him and worshipped him. Nityananda Prabhu said, "Your worship I accept, but I have some request." "Yes, my lord. What is your request?" "You give me your daughter in charity to marry." Suryadas Pandit said, "I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this incarnation you have lost your jati, pati, everything. You are outcast. And amongst your devotees, you are known as Avadhut. Avadhut means no consideration. He will eat anywhere, sleep anywhere, do anything he wants. And nobody can point out. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he said, "Even Nityananda goes and marries a girl who is a meat eater. If he goes in a liquor shop, still he is worshipped by Lord Brahma. So don't see any fault in him." What can he do? He is Avadhut. So Suryadas Pandit, he said, "I am a Pandit. I am a Brahman. If I give my daughter to you, I will be outcast as well. So what kind of order are you giving me?" So Nityananda Prabhu just left. He didn't say anything. He left the place. Mata Janava, she was listening to this conversation from behind the curtain. So when she heard this and found out Lord Nityananda left, she felt as if her soul also left. So she became unconscious. And there were symptoms of death, near death in her body. So Suryakant, when he found out all the women were crying inside the house, he found out why are they crying. He went there and found, "My daughter is almost dead." He found a physician. Physician said, "Nothing can be done. Your daughter is dead. You better arrange for the funeral now." So Suryakant Pandit was very aggrieved. What to do now? Then another devotee of Sri Nityananda Prabhu came. And when he found out that Nityananda Prabhu left because his request was not honored, he said, "You better go and find Nityananda wherever he is. Bring him here, worship him, and give your daughter to him. Who can be better match for your daughter than the Supreme Lord?" going back to previous incarnation as Balram. So Nityananda Prabhu is Balram. In previous incarnation, his consort was Mother Revati, Revati Devi. So Revati had to wait for long time. Her father was a king in Surya dynasty, and he wanted the best personality to marry his daughter. And he was very powerful. So he went to Lord Brahma. He said, "Lord Brahma, please see the palm of my daughter and tell her, can you tell who will be her husband?" Lord Brahma said, "Yes, a great personality, the Supreme Lord himself will be her husband. Balram, Sankarshan. But by the time you have come here, so many yugas have passed, so many millenniums have passed. So your kingdom is already destroyed, there's nothing there. But you can take your daughter." And when the Lord comes in the end of Dwapar Yuga, he will marry your daughter. So by the time Lord Balram saw Revati, she was tall, because in every yuga, people are very tall, very virtuous in Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga. And as the yuga passes, people become smaller and smaller, shorter and shorter. And in Kali Yuga, end of Kali Yuga, people become so short that they will use a ladder to climb a tree. It's called, in Hindi we call it bagan. It's called Branjal or Bagan. A Bagan tree, they'll have to find a ladder to climb. Bagan tree is always like this one. So she was tall. And Balram, he is of the height of Dwapar Yuga, which is suitable for Dwapar Yuga. So he took his plow and shot in her. He said, "Now fine." Just like he took a plow and he got Yamuna. Yamuna River, to come to her. Because he was angry. He ordered Yamuna River, "You come here." And she said, "Lord, he drinks Varani, so how can I go there?" She said, "Okay, come then. If you don't come, I'll bring you anyway." She took a plow and drew Yamuna to her. So this is same personality, Nityananda Prabhu, and she became fainted. She fainted. So Surya's Pandit realized he brought Nityananda Prabhu and got her married to the Lord with all pomp and ceremony. After the marriage, one day, Sri Nityananda Prabhu was taking his bhoga, his prasadam, and Mata Janava was serving him. And his sister Vasudha were also nearby. She was serving him. So it so happened that her sari fell on her face. And she couldn't see what she was serving. She was serving dal or rice or roti or what. Vasudha Devi, her sister, then she expanded herself into four arms and started serving. She settled her sari on her head. So Nityananda Prabhu recognized Vasudha Devi and he said, "Okay, I want you to marry me as well." And then he asked Suridas Pandit. He said, "I want your second daughter, Vasudha Devi, as a charity in Dahej, you know." So she was given in charity. So these were the pastimes of the Lord just before he left the planet. Mother Janava served him very faithfully. But it so happened that one day the Lord decided to go inside the temple room in Ambika Kalna and disappeared. But then he reappeared and asked Janava and Vasudha Devis to come with him to Ek Chakra. In Ek Chakra, he went to the temple of Banke Rai. Those of you who have gone to Ek Chakra, this beautiful temple of Banke Rai. So Nityananda Prabhu went there and merged into the deity of Banke Rai. So Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So after the disappearance of Nityananda Prabhu, Majan was, she became the only shelter, as we said earlier on, of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And with her mercy, the Gaudiya Vaishnava movement flourished all over Bengal, Odisha, Vrindavan, everywhere. So on this auspicious day, we pray to Mother Janava to give her and give us her mercy so that we can find shelter in Nityanand Prabhu and get the devotion to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Janava Mata ki jai. Second divine personality, Sita Devi. Sita Mata, she is consort of Lord Ramchandra. And she appeared as the daughter of Janak Maharaj. So, what I'm going to do, relate this story in relation to the purport here. In the purport, the central theme is that life without Krishna is a risky life. Okay? I read those two statements earlier on, that those who are not Krishna conscious, they are brought to the abode of Yamraj. And those who are devotees, they are protected by the Lord. And therefore, Yamraj cannot touch them. So the central theme is that life without Krishna is a risky life. So let's see the example of Mother Sita. How this theme is there in her example. The Upanishad say, Natasya karnam karnam cha vidyate, natas samas cha adhikasya cha drishyate, parasya shakti ar vividhaiva shruvyate, swabhavaki jnanam balakriyacha. The Lord had nothing to do. Because there are so many multifarious energies he has. If he wants to do anything, he can simply desire. And just by his desire, everything happens. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord confirms this. He says, Maya dhyakshana prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Hetu nanun kante jagad vi parivartate. Under my supervision, my energy, the material energy, creates this material world which is full of animate and inanimate living beings, objects. So the Lord has nothing to do. Natasya karanam karanam cha vidyate. And if he wants to do something, his energies are there. So material energy is there, which is creating, maintaining and destroying this universe, as Lord Brahma confirms in Brahma Sanhita. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhan shakti rekha. Chayeva yas bhuvanani bihurti durga. Ichchanarupam api yasya cha cheshtate sa. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So these three functions of creation, maintenance and destructions, they are done by Durga Devi, who is his shadow. The beyond the shadow are his spiritual energies, divine energies. Even material energy is also divine. Devi is a gurmai, mama maya duratya. This introduction is important so that we can discuss and understand what comes next. So Krishna's energies are divine. He has these three multifarious energy, parasha shaktir vividhaiva shruvate, swabhaviki jnan balak kriyacha. So Krishna's energies are there. Antaranga shakti, bahiranga shakti, tatastha shakti. So Mother Sita is manifestation of Krishna's antaranga shakti, his divine potency. And at least there are three personalities who appeared without any mother. Anyone knows them? Three personalities at least. Lord Brahma. Two more. Draupadi. Yeah. Okay, so there are many, but there are two more. Srimati Radharani and Mother Sita as well. Okay, so many personalities, but these Three personalities. So Brahma is known as Ayonija. He is not born from any mother. Although mother is sitting there, Mother Lakshmi is just sitting there. But Lord Vishnu decided to beget a son without the help of his wife, his consort. So he appears from the navel, lotus navel of the Lord, Padmanabha. Srimati Radharani appears on the lotus flower, floating in Yamuna river. And Sita Mata, she appears from the earth. So one time it so happened that there was a drought in the kingdom of Maharaj Janak. Maharaj Janak is a very spiritually powerful personality, and he has been mentioned as one of the Mahajanas. Swayambhu Narado Shambhu Kumaro Kaplo Manuhu Prahlado Janako Bhishmasya Vayam Vyasakir Vayam. So Lord Yamaraj is counting these 12 personalities who know the truth about religion, about devotional service. And Janak Maharaj is counted among those 12 personalities. Then in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you also find reference to Janak Maharaj. Karmanaya hi sansiddhim astata janakadaya. Krishna says, Log sangraha mevapi sampaschan kartum arhasi. That by performing the duties in Krishna consciousness, so many great personalities have attained perfection, the Lord says. Janakadaya, including, starting from Janak Maharaj. So Janak Maharaj is a great personality. So great that even great rishis like Astavakra Muni, Shukdev Goswami, so many great rishis used to come to his court to listen from him. Yakvalka Muni, so many great maharshis used to come and listen from him, although he was a grihastha and a king. But he was a Mahajan and the knower of devotional service, so great personalities came to see him. One time, there's a legend that Ashravaka Muni wanted to see Maharaj Janak. So Maharaj Janak was resting that time. This is a legend. And he said, no, I want to see him now. So people were very afraid because he is the same person who cursed the apsaras in the heavenly planet, damsels of heavenly planets, to become degraded and take human birth. But eventually he also blessed them to become the wives of Lord Krishna. Very powerful money. So that time, Maharaj Janak was resting, and when he went in the inner chamber, he found that his one hand is in the fire, and on the other hand is held by his wife, by his queen. But he is completely detached and attached. He is not attached to the comfort coming from his wife, and he is also not affected by the burning of fire. Astavakra Muni saw, yes. He realized, this is a great personality. So such was his power. He was very powerful. So Maharaj Janak, he had a drought. The Brahmanas told him that you must plow the field yourself as a farmer, then the rain will come. So he did this. He became a farmer. He was plowing the field. And while he was plowing the field, he found this box, golden box, where Mother Sita appeared. So because he is a divine consort of the Lord, she can appear in any way she wants. Just like in a week's time, Lord Narsingdeva is going to appear. And he appears from the pillar. So, pillar is not his father, but he appears from there. This box is not Sita's father. She appears from there. The golden lotus is not Radharani's father. She appears from there. Divine personalities. Daivi is a good mai So they're divine. Mahatmanasti maam partha devim prakritim ashrita. Bhajanti ananya manisho gyatva bhutati mabhyam. So now we come to the point that the divine personalities, they must be taken shelter of. So great personalities, those who are real Mahatmas, they take shelter of these divine personalities like Sita Mata, Shrimati Radharani, Lakshmi Devi, like that. Janva Mata. So they are real Mahatmas. Mahatmanasti maam partha devim prakritim ashrita. And by taking shelter of them, bhajanti ananya manasyo. The devotees, they worship Krishna with undeviated attention. Gyatva bhutadi mabhyam. Knowing me, the origin of all the living beings. So Mata Sita appeared. She is a divine personality. But she plays a role as if she is an ordinary girl. So she grows up from a babyhood to a young girl. As young girl, she has desire to find a good husband. Shukdev Goswami, while Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 9th canto, he says, he summarizes Ramayana. He says, Ramayana is a narration about a divine female. And that female personality is Srimati Radharani. So Lord Ramchandra showed in his example. He plays a role of a human being. So similarly, Mother Sita also plays a role like that. Human personality, human role. So she grows up. When Lord Ramchandra comes, she becomes infatuated by his beauty. So she goes to Mother Parvati, Durga temple, and prays to Mother Parvati, please, please, let this personality become my husband. On the other hand, when Lord Ramchandra sees Mother Sita, Sita Devi, he becomes infatuated. And he says to Lakshman, Lakshman, I trust my mind. But today my mind is disturbed by this girl. So can you tell me what has happened to me? Why is my mind disturbed? My mind is never disturbed. It is considered that Lord Ramachandra, he was so sober like an ocean. But his mind became completely disturbed seeing the beauty of Sita Devi, Janaki. So then Lakshman pacified him. He said, my lord, my brother, your mind tells you the truth. And the truth is that the personality you are attracted to is your consort. There must be some connection from previous connection. Lakshman said like that, some previous connection. So that's why your mind is disturbed. But never know. You never know. Maybe tomorrow you will marry her. So next day there was the Dhanur Yajna where the Shiva Dhanus had to be lifted. And then, as you know the story, Lord Ramchandra attended that Dhanush Yajna. And eventually, and there were so many great personalities, like even Ravan came, and so many great personalities came, but they could not even lift that bow. Lord Ramchandra easily lifted the bow and broke it. Mother Sita marries him. Then she rejoins all the comforts when Lord Ramchandra goes to the forest and lives with him. Many of you, or some of you who have gone to Chitrakoot, where Lord Ramchandra spent some 12 years of his exile, it's in Uttar Pradesh. The forest is there, Mandakini rivers, the place Mother Sita used to cook for the Lord. And so many other pastime places are there in Chitrakoot. Wonderful place. And there is also Hanuman Dhara. It's a mountain where the deity of Hanuman is there, but no one knows the origin, and there is a dhara. There's a stream of Mother Ganga is flowing constantly. Many wonderful places, Mandakini River. So Sita Mata goes there and stays with the Lord for 12 years, taking all the hardships with him. Then from there they decide to go to Panchavati, And in Panchavati, Lord Ramchand kills Kar and Dushan, and the news goes to Ravana that there is some very, very powerful prince who is protecting the sages. And Ravana had sent his demons who were actually devouring these sages. The Lord was wandering in the forest, and at one point he found that there was a big mountain. So the Lord said, "What is this?" And he was told, "These are the bones of all the rishis who have been devoured by these demons sent by Ravana." The Lord was completely shocked. So he kills Kar and Dushan. And then Surpanakha, she becomes enamored by the beauty of Lord Ramchandra. So Lord Ramchandra, he plays a joke. He said, "Look, I'm married. If you want to marry someone, marry my brother." Actually, he's single. He wasn't single. But he says he's single at least. At least there's nobody with him here. I've got my wife. So Surpanakha goes there. He said, "Can you marry me? I like you." Lakshmana said, "I'm a servant. If you want to marry someone, marry the king. Why you want to marry a servant? I don't even sleep. All I'm doing is serving my brother, my sister-in-law." Lakshmanji, he never slept for 14 years. He was serving so cautiously. So then eventually, Surpanakha found out the actual cause of Lord Ramchandra not marrying her was Sita Devi. So she wanted to devour her in her demon form. So eventually, Lakshman, he protects Sita Devi and he cut her nose and ears. Because nose is considered to be one of the most attractive limb on a man or woman's body, especially on a woman's face. Sometime back, at least in Indian culture, when the parents would go to see, find a girl for their boy, they will say, "Her nose is nice." "Eyes are nice." "Her eyes are nice and her nose is nice." And it became a saying in Hindi, "Naak naksha theek." It starts from the nose. If the nose is not good, then maybe somebody will reject. But if the nose is good, then there is a chance. So eyes and nose. So Lakshman, he cut her nose. That was a big punishment for a woman, cutting her nose. Who will marry her now? And ears as well. So she goes to Ravana, complains to him, but she also tricks him. She knows that Ravana, her brother, is a very lusty man. So no matter how much she cries, she did cry. She cried a lot. And she really cried, real tears. But she also knew that no matter how much she cries, she can't motivate him to fight with someone unless he wants to. And he will only want to fight someone if there is a woman involved there. So she said, "My brother, look what they have done to your sister. And now you should go and take revenge. Because that man, that prince has got very beautiful princess with him. And all the good things in the world are meant for your enjoyment. And this prince, he is living with that princess who is so beautiful. Now you go and get her, kidnap her." And Ravana was very lusty. He had thousands of queens in his palace. And the description is there in Ramayana that he was so merciless that he would go find out. If he found out that any king has some beautiful princess, he would go kill the king in front of the girl and then bring her, kidnap her. And he was going from upper planet to lower planet. So many planets. He was just doing the same thing. Killing people, killing the kings, and kidnapping their wives and daughters. Very, very lusty man. So, Ravana, he became motivated. And then he goes to Marichi and tells Marichi, he orders Marichi, who is his aunt, uncle, mama. He said, you go there and trick this prince. You take a form, illusory form, and then trick this prince. Take him away from this princess, and then I'll go and kidnap her. So it happens. Initially, Marichi tries to pacify Ravana. He said, look, you got so many beautiful queens like Mandori and so many others. Why don't you go and live peacefully with them? Then Ravana became angry. He said, look, you got two choices. Either you do what I say, or you lose your life. So then Marichi, he thought, if I lose my life, what's the point? If I have to lose my life, I better lose my life at the hands of the Lord. He knew Lord Ramchandra is Ram, Supreme Lord himself. Because when Vishwamitra Muni took Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, that time Marichi was disturbing the yajna Vishwamitra was performing. The Lord had shot an arrow which took him 100 yojan, 800 miles away and threw him in Lanka. So he knew the power of Lord Ramchandra. So then he thought, okay, let me die as an enemy of the Lord, then die at the hands of Ravana, the sinner. So he took the golden form, form of a golden deer. As soon as Mother Sita sees this golden form, then she requested Sri Ram, my Lord, this golden deer looks so beautiful. Can you catch it for me and bring him alive? Alive or dead, just bring him. Then Lakshman said, he was a bit cautious, he said, brother, don't fall. This may be a trick by some demon. Charak Pandit also says that nobody had heard that there are golden deers. Nobody had read that there were golden deers. But still, Mother Sita became enamored with the beauty of this golden deer, and eventually this became the calamity, such a big calamity. But Lord's pastime had to happen, so it all happened like that. So Lord Ramchandra goes, but he puts Lakshman to protect Mother Sita. Okay, now here is the point, which we mentioned earlier on. The divine personalities play roles of human beings. So Mother Sita is a divine person, potency, Antaranga Shakti. We are also Krishna's marginal potency. So what happens here? Lakshmana, who is Sankarshan, Balaram, Adi Guru, he is put as the protector of Sita Devi. Sita becomes enamored by the beauty of golden deer, illusory deer. So in a similar fashion, the living entities, marginal potency, becomes enamored by the beauty, glittering beauty of illusory potency. And although Krishna, Lord Ram, he appointed Lakshman, the spiritual master, to protect Sita Devi, the living entity. Okay? We're just giving that comparison. But what happens? It's not due to her ignorance, but pastime happens like that. That when Marichi dies, he cries in the voice, pretending as Ramachandra. Lakshman, Lakshman, save me, save me. So Lord Ramachandra kills Marichi. And he cries like that, Lakshman, Lakshman, save me. So that voice comes to Sita Devi and she says, Lakshman, did you hear that? Your brother is in trouble. Please go, go. And Lakshman said, no, don't worry. There's nobody who can put my brother in trouble. I know his power. But Sita is so disturbed and she starts saying many intolerable things to Lakshmana. He said, you're not going because it looks like you think that your brother is dead and you want to marry me. When she says things like that, then Lakshmana thinks what to do now. So he leaves. And then he tells Mother Sita not to go out of the house. In some versions of Ramayana, there's a mention of Lakshman Rekha. But in Valmiki Ramayana, there's no mention. Lakshman Rekha. He drew a line protecting Mother Sita. So living empty, when leaves the association of Krishna and Guru, then becomes unprotected and lives a risky life. So this was the central theme of the purport today. That life without Krishna is a risky life. Very, very risky life. In the example of Mother Sita, all the risks start from there. All the calamities start from there. Lakshman is gone. Lord Ram is gone. Krishna, Guru, both are not there to protect. And she is unprotected. Then Ravana, who is hiding behind the bushes, he takes the form of a sadhu, a sannyasi. Bhiksham dehi, bhiksham dehi, bhiksham dehi, he starts. Please give me alms. And Mother Sita is completely disturbed and in thoughts of Lord Ramchandra. But then she sees, oh, sannyasi is there. What to do? But then she controls herself thinking that, oh, Lakshmana, the Guru told me, do not go out of this line. The Guru, the spiritual master, tells us, follow these four regulative principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, etc. So don't go out of this Lakshman Rekha. Do not go out of the boundary. Follow these four regulative principles. And chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But she is in doubt and dilemma. The living entity gets in doubt whether I should follow the order of my spiritual master or do a so-called duty. So-called duty to give alms to a sannyasi who has come to your house. Order of the spiritual master, do not go out of the house. What to do? Dilemma. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sanshayatma Vinashyati. Those who are doubtful, they eventually perish. So she goes out of the house and Ravana kidnaps her. And after that, only miseries and miseries. She is under the control of a demon who wants to destroy her chastity, who wants to break her relationship with Lord Ram she is married to. And if she does not do so, he puts her in Ashok Vatika where so many demonesses are torturing her, threatening her. So much misery. Because she left the association of Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, the spiritual master. So many miseries. But because she is thinking of Lord Ramchandra all the time, so Ravana comes, he threatens her. In 30 days, if you don't marry me, I'll kill you, myself. But Ravana cannot kill her. Once he tried to kill her, force her, then immediately he remembered the curse of the sons of Kubera, Nalkubar. He was cursed. Ravana, he is a half-brother of Kubera. They both are the sons of a great sage. But once it so happened, this Ravana goes, and once he found the daughter-in-law of his brother, Kubera, passing by in the mountain valley. And then he became enamored, attracted to her. And then she tried to convince him. He said, look, I'm like your daughter. Are you crazy or what? And I'm also married to a woman. I'm married to Kubera, who is like your nephew. So how can you take my chastity? But Ravana forced her, and then he was cursed by Nalakuvar. That if ever you destroy the chastity of a married woman, you will die on the spot. So Ravana was unable to touch Mother Sita, but he tortured her so many ways. Now, since he is thinking of Lord Ramchandra constantly, so then a devotee appears. Bolo Hanumanji ki? Hanumanji appears. He brings the message of Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra is thinking of you. He is not eating. He is not sleeping properly. And he is very disturbed. He is constantly thinking of you. And he wants you back. Living entities. Krishna sends his message through Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. He is thinking of you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes here. He shows how Krishna is thinking of us. Krishna is thinking of you. This is the theme of Brihad Bhagavatamrit by Sanatana Goswami as well. Gop Kumar's story. So I'll have to slowly stop. But then Hanuman appears, the devotee appears. He gives the message of Lord Ramchandra. But Mother Sita is very cautious. She said, I know you are saying so many nice things to me. But after this kidnapping, I have become very cautious. How do I believe that you are a messenger of Lord Ramchandra? But Hanumanji is very intelligent. So he describes the Lord's beauty and so many things about Lord Ramchandra and so many confidential things that only a wife would know. So many things like that. So then Mother Sita immediately knew, yes, this is the real messenger of Lord Ramchandra, because he knows something that only a wife would know about her husband. And then he describes him the way. And after that he also gives her the ring which Lord Ramchandra had given Hanumanji. He said, Mother, if you don't believe me, after all that, this is the ring the Lord has given. And this is your ring. So then she believes him. So when the spiritual master comes and he tells the living entity, Krishna wants you. You don't believe? Is he a bona fide guru? Is he a cheating guru? How do I know? So guru is there. And eventually by good fortune we come to know, this is the bona fide guru here. Let me surrender. Then all the good fortune begins from there. Okay? So the building the bridge on Lanka, destruction of Ravana's family, and Mother Sita comes back to Ayodhya. And then in Ayodhya, due to misfortune, forces of circumstances, she has to leave Ayodhya. But because she is carrying the seed of Lord Ramchandra, the devotion, seed of devotion, she gets shelter in the ashram of Valmiki Muni and gives birth to Lav and Kush. Valmiki Muni, the spiritual master, then tells her to do a sacrifice, Harinam Sankirtan. And in that sacrifice, after the sacrifice, she has the opportunity to see her Lord, Lord Ramchandra, face to face. Bolo Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So I would stop here.